A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. While Jesus was speaking, suddenly a leader of the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned, and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. But when the crowd had been put outside, Jesus went in, took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout the district. The Gospel of the Lord. This beautiful passage in Matthew of a miracle within a miracle. There's so much to be done with it. I would just like to look at one little piece today. The miracle inside the miracle. The woman who comes up just to touch the fringe of Jesus's cloak from behind. She's trying to sneak a miracle from the miracle worker. And Jesus whirls around and talks to her, points out what she's done, and says, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." Why did he do that? Why did Jesus take the time with this woman who obviously wanted to sneak a miracle in? After all, he is a bit busy in the middle of running after the leader of the synagogue to save somebody else. I think Jesus did this because that's what made the miracle work. You see, this woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years is trying to steal a miracle. And if you steal a miracle, you better be looking over your shoulder, maybe for the rest of your life, because that miracle worker, if he finds out, right? And Jesus turns around and doesn't just say, "No, you don't have to steal it. I give it to you." He goes beyond that. "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well. I don't even give you this miracle. Your faith gave you that miracle. Your trust in God." And now she's not only healed publicly, everybody knows she's healed, for the miracle worker proclaimed it, but he has also proclaimed her a woman of faith, so strong a faith that she herself is worthy of a miracle from God. That's healing her. That is restoring her place in the community. You know, I think we often try and steal things from God. Certainly I beg things from God, but also I've not been unknown to say, "God, you know, if you do this for me, then blah, blah, blah." As Meister Eckhart says in a loose translation, don't bargain with God. You ain't got nothing he wants. You ain't got nothing he ain't already given you. We have nothing we can bargain with. what God really needs from us is just enough faith to do the right thing because we love, not because we're trading God for something. And then enough faith to trust that God loves us and others and wants to heal the world. We really don't have to talk him into it. We don't have to coerce God into it. That's the kind of faith that heals.